put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value.
Actually, even better than Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. A special treat for all you Computer Corner KTAR listeners. It's Brandon Disney and Michael Valdivia.
Yes.
Which I don't know how that's a special treat, but in my mind it is. So.
Because it's me.
That's something better to look at across the board for me here than Ken. So.
This is very true.
You know, I'm always used to looking at his mug and him looking back at me and making goofy faces, trying to make me laugh on the air or do whatever.
And now you have a beautiful smiling face in front of you.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
It is the Computer Corner. We're here every week from, what time is it, 10 o'clock?
Yes, to about 11:45.
About to 11:45, yeah, when Paul Harvey takes over. And we're here to answer your computer questions, your computer consternation issues.
Ooh, consternation.
Big word.
Yeah.
Look that one up later on, see if you can figure out what it means. We're here to help with all those kinds of problems, whether they're computer related or not. I don't know if that matters.
Yeah.
I guess it's computer problems primarily we're interested in because we are called and we are named the Computer Corner. We are the Data Doctors, the Godfathers of Geek, or in this case, the Godfatheress.
It would be Goddess.
The Goddess of
Geek? It would be...
That sounds weird.
It's hard to find the woman term of that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We'll have to work on it.
We'll take your computer calls and questions at 602-277-5827. That's 602-277-KTAR, or... If you're a little bit shy or afraid, or if you get busy signals when you try dialing those digits, you can always check out our digital...
Email.
No, our digital... I was trying to think of a word, but it's just not coming and flowing for me today.
See, you're slow. Did
Brian's
you
doing
your
jumping
coffee?
Jacks. You know, that's what the problem is. We'll get that during the break.
Definitely.
Anyway, you can check out our website at datadoctors.com. That's datadoctors, in case you didn't get my pronunciation, because I did not... emphasize the right syllable. How do they say that in the dumb preview? I don't know.
I don't know.
datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and there you'll see links to all the resources and all the things we're talking about today. And today's show, the theme of today's show is maintenance for your PC. What is it specifically we call it? What is basic computer maintenance?
What things should
you be doing on a regular basis?
Changing the oil, maybe?
How do you do those? Change the oil.
Computer maintenance.
There's no oil in your computer,
really?
Michael.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
We got to help you out with that.
I need it.
How do you clean it up? Where are some resources? What are some good things, some bad things? That's what today's show is all about. What kinds of things should you be doing on a regular basis? We're going to give you all that kind of information, including links to good, cool resources like our webattack.com free download of the week that we'll have coming up later on in the show. Our Geek Speak of the Week, and of course, links to ask a question and make a suggestion are also located right there on that page. Again, at datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and you'll see all those things, including links to past shows as well. So if you missed something and you want to see and or hear past shows, we have those all laid out there for you in some kind of logical format, I think.
Yeah, we get a lot of emails of people who are wondering how they can rehear it or see it or whatever, and everything is there. You can listen to the whole show over again, which is pretty nice.
It's very nice. It's a cool kind of feature that we have there. So anyway, that's kind of the premise of today's show, basic computer maintenance.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. And we've got Louis banned for one more week because,
yeah,
you know, he was such a weirdo that one time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what he was doing.
I think he might chime in via email there, so we'll see if we see something coming up on those lines. But maybe we should take right now to go to Adam and see if he's got some kind of cool acronym or almost acronym for us this week. Adam, are you there? Uh-oh, you know what?
I don't think
Brian, here comes Brian running. he left the control booth, and it's unmanned, and he's trying to figure out how to turn something up, and Adam, I know, is there, and Adam's probably talking and going, I'm here, guys. Adam.
Anybody?
There he is. Hey, Adam, we got this technology thing under control now.
Yeah, now.
We are ready to rock and roll, and we are Kenless, so we're looking to you to save the entire show.
Yeah, where is Ken, anyway?
Ken, you know what? I would tell you, but... It would just make me mad inside. He's actually right now being a dad. Mm-hmm. He's at one of his son's, I think, football games.
Football game.
His kids are involved in every sport known to man, so I'm not 100% sure if it's football, but I'm pretty sure. But then after that, and the real reason why he's ditching us and why he's ditching his entire listening audience of 26, the reason is that he's getting on a plane, flying to San Diego so he can go wakeboarding with his buddies out on Coronado.
Oh.
that's what really gets me heated up.
Well, we're here.
He actually invited me.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yesterday he goes, dude, you can show up. He goes, I'm going to be at the airport 1:30. He goes, come on, we'll just go.
He's
like, you can show up last minute. Don't even have to tell me. Just show up. We'll go.
Why don't you show up?
I got things to do, man. I got a weekend planned here.
Oh, no. I would cancel
I've
everything.
I've got some basic computer maintenance to take care of.
Oh, this is true.
Oh, yeah.
You have your weekend free?
Adam, we did call you up because, or actually we didn't call you up. We punched you up in the phones here because you bring us something called Adam's Acronym, and I guess it's time for us to get to that Adam's Acronym that you so promised us.
Okay. Well, it's an almost acronym, but it's a pretty good almost acronym this week because it's kind of important. If you have a new computer, it's called NTFS.
NTFS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's definitely not an acronym.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce that at all.
Anyway. It stands for the New Technology File System, and basically it's a more improved file system that just works better, and it's only compatible with Windows NT 2000 and XP.
Adam, because you're kind of young, I'm going to let that slide, but it's not a more improved, it's a more gooder file system, just so you know.
Okay.
But go ahead. So it's included with as an option or a requirement, or how does it work?
It's an option in NT 2000 XP.
And why would I care about NTFS? Why would I want to go to it since it's an option? I mean, what's my other options is that old FAT file system, so why would I want NTFS instead?
NTFS has some features for data recovery, like if something happens and you're right in the middle of a read or a write and your computer shuts off, it actually knows what happens and usually can automatically fix itself right when you start your computer.
You're not joking around, are you?
No, I'm not.
So it's a little bit better for that sense of data security.
Right.
Why else would it be better?
Because NTFS has introduced permissions.
Permissions?
Yep.
So I can, instead of like in the old FAT file system, I had to set a permission for like the entire drive, and I could say, Brian, my technical director, he has access to either all of it or nothing.
Right. Now with NTFS, you can have certain folders, files, even whole drives, you can have permissions assigned to or unassigned, you know, from those.
So I can say, Brian has access to my we'll call them pictures, quote-unquote, but he doesn't have access to all of my movies, quote-unquote.
Yes.
Right? Or, specifically, he can have access to none of my movies except for these three movies.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's really good, just as you said, if you have more than one person using a computer, or if you have some sort of server.
Like on a network, right?
Yeah, server on a network, it's always good to have NTFS on your server hard drive.
Plus, NTFS makes a little bit better use of space and
right.
has some other kind of cool things that you can do with file encryption now that's built into 2000 and XP.
And compression.
Yeah,
and compression.
It compresses it down.
Well, you can do compression with FAT, too, which was really nasty.
Yeah, doesn't it do a much better job of it?
You know,
a gooder?
A more gooder job, yeah. But you know what? Hard drive space is so cheap. These days you can buy 250 gigs in a single drive for, what, $150, $200?
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is? I've got a 20-gig hard drive, and I haven't even filled it up once.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know the people I know that go out and buy huge, huge, huge hard drives or get huge, huge hard drives in their
and
machines?
And they fill up 10% of it.
Yeah, not even that. And they replace the machine long before they fill the drive. So, you know, if you're that concerned, don't compress your drives. That's just such a silly thing of the past.
And compression does slow down your hard drive a bit.
Of course, because it's got to think more.
Yep.
It's not just dumb storage. Now it's smart storage that it's got to think about stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, thanks for bringing us NTFS there, Adam.
All right. Folks, you're doing visual video and audio. Never use compression, okay?
Never, ever, ever, ever?
Never, ever, ever,
it's not
ever.
More gooder for sure.
Right.
That's Adam. He's our 13-year-old wonder genius boy / young man / soon-to-be.
Your place.
Yeah, he's
basically
probably going to take over. Right.
Yeah.
And he comes to us each week with his Adam's acronym. Thanks, Adam.
Almost acronym.
That's right. That opens up a free line, actually, now. It's 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Brandon Disney, Mike Hal Valdivia, and Garrett Pella now taking your calls. 602-277-5827 back after this break.